Hello, everyone. Jonathan Bailey nude photos are what I need to see in this lifetime. And I'm already imagining exactly what Jonathan Bailey nude photos slash naked pictures will look like. Okay. He's oiled up. He's well greased. He's on his back, on a blanket, on the sand at the beach. He's also giving us side shots, full frontal. He's standing up so we could see his glorious butt, and he's looking over his shoulder. People magazine is releasing a centerfold of Jonathan Bailey tomorrow, according to People magazine's Instagram account. And People says this is the very first time in the magazine's, the publication's history that they are releasing a centerfold for the sexiest man alive. Jonathan Bailey is worth it. I need to revisit Bridgerton so that I can feast my eyes on this beautiful, gorgeous, sexy man. Jonathan Bailey is so fucking hot that I have never seen an unattractive picture of him. I've never seen an unattractive frame of him on camera. The way how that man looked in Wicked, it's like he was begging viewers to get wet and begging viewers to get rock hard. The man is a sex symbol. And what is a true sex symbol? A true sex symbol is someone who don't try. A true sex symbol is the embodiment of Beyoncé's I Woke Up Like This lyric. All Jonathan Bailey gotta do is wake up and he's good to go. He's already hotter than most people in the population. Look at that man's hairline. Look at that man's ass. Look at that man's beautiful eyes. Like, his eyes are very, like, piercing. They're very endearing. Like, you're locked in. Like, if Jonathan Bailey looks you in the eyes, you are ready to fuck. You're like, we don't gotta talk. We don't gotta have a conversation. Let's go. Let's do this. That is how sexy this man is. I don't be getting hot and bothered over everybody, but I get hot and bothered for Jonathan Bailey. And I wasn't really feeling him that much in season one, but then season two hit me hard and fast. And I was like, okay, I really need to have sex with this man. And I know he's gay, but that's fine. I don't discriminate. And then I saw Wicked and I was like, okay, I really, really need to have sex with this man. So Jonathan Bailey, he just seems like such good vibes, such good energy, because he knows he's sexy and talented. It's like, I remember there was this one guy in high school. He was very effing hot. And he was just really, really nice. Why? He was tall. He was handsome and he had a big dick. What did he have to be upset about? What did he have to be pissed and bitter about? He was winning. He was out there winning because he won the genetic lottery. And Jonathan Bailey is the same. But Jonathan is not just a sex symbol. He also can sing. He also can dance. He's also charismatic. People magazine gets it wrong more than it gets it right, more often then they get it right when it comes to who is the sexiest man alive. And they know they crushed it. Because why? They're saying we nailed it. We know we got it right. That's what the F they're saying on the website. And the comments are so absolutely hysterical on Instagram when they announced Jonathan, when People Magazine announced Jonathan Bailey as the sexiest man alive. It is women who are literally like losing their mind. They are so horny for this man. And it is just so funny. I encourage you to read these comments. These comments are giving stand up, like so, so hysterical. And then I'm not even talking about the fact that Jonathan Bailey is British, bitch. He comes with a British accent. This man needs to dick me down. And I know he's not straight. Again, I am not discriminating. I'm not discriminating, Jonathan. Jonathan, please. Please. Anyways, so the title the title of this episode is Clickbait. And you know what? It's a new day, y'all. It's a new motherfucking era. It's a new day. I am gonna go for some clickbait episode titles. I'm just being straight up with you. I'm just being real with you. Because I see my stats and I see how some shit performs, how some episodes perform. And I've been in this podcasting game for 5 years. It was 5 years within the past week. I started the podcast on October 27th or October 30th, 5 years ago. So at this point, I need to do whatever I need to do. I owe that to myself. I have no idea of how many of my day ones are with me because I have a pretty silent ass audience. But anyways, I'm just keeping it a buck with you, keeping it a stack. You know, I think I have the right to have some clickbaity titles. It's not like I'm not giving you the content that, it's not like I'm not talking about Jonathan Bailey, but I don't know if he, I'm assuming his lovers, his exes and shit have his nude photos. I don't have access to them. But my DMs are open, okay? If you want to send me, if you F Jonathan Bailey and you want to send me his photos, or if you have photos of him, naked pictures of him that you could send me, I would be thankful. Because I am that horny for this man. Like, there's something about this MFing Bailey person where he's just, again, he's not trying. His face is like a perpetual smize. His face is like, girl or guy, we could do this. We could get it. You could get it. You could get it right now. Like, he just has this very, very appealing look that makes me horny in a way that very few people, I just got to look in their direction and I already want it. That's Jonathan Bailey. So, well done, People Magazine. Well done. I'm happy for him. He deserves this. Everybody is like praising people for choosing Jonathan Bailey. I was not even considering Jonathan Bailey. This is really good promo for Wicked. But I'm happy for him. Like, go ahead and put this sexy ass man on the map for the people who haven't seen Wicked or Bridgerton. Go ahead and give him more fans, a whole wave of new fans. He deserves it. So I'm a horny ass bitch. I spend 10 minutes talking about how much I want this man. even though he don't swing my way. I'm like, that's fine. Anyways, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.